Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Sundberg.
You're welcome, Bruce. It's always good to be with you.
As part of its December e-newsletter, the Swine Health Information Center has issued an invitation to pork sector stakeholders to provide input to assist in the formulation of SHIC's 2023 plan of work. First of all, who actually is involved in developing the plan of work, in what roles, and what is the primary purpose of developing the plan?
Well, let's start with who's involved with developing it. Our effort, Bruce, is to make sure that the pork industry as broadly as possible gives input to our plan of work. Swine Health Information Center puts together a plan of work for the next year, each year. That happens about this time. So we're looking at setting the 2023 plan of work right now and getting as much input as we can into the things that have to happen for the pork industry within the next 12 months. We work to make sure that we do the best that we can to get results done as quickly as possible. We want to work quickly, we want to work urgently, and we want to work nimbly to address the needs of the pork industry. And that means that the plan of work gives us kind of a framework of the things that are on producers' minds right now that have to be directed at emerging diseases and emerging issues. That's our mission. And we take that very seriously. And we want as much input as we can to the plan of work so we can make it as strong as possible.
Who actually is invited to provide input? What types of input actually is being sought and why?
Well, the 2022 plan of work is on the swinehealth.org website, so people can see that as an example of what we're looking for. We try to start with a blank slate every year, but we look at things like improving information, like responding to disease, to emerging disease, things like ensuring there are diagnostics to discover emerging diseases. There are broad headings that we will try to work under. But what we're asking is for researchers, university researchers or other researchers, allied industry, pork producers especially, veterinarians, and also state and federal animal health officials, to give us input into the things that are on their mind about emerging diseases and their priorities for what needs to happen in the next 12 months. We don't do this plan of work as a five-year plan. We do it every year because we want to work, as I said, urgently and nimbly to make sure that we get at the things that are affecting or on the high priority list of the industry currently, so we can make progress and help to strengthen the pork industry.
In terms of the plan itself and its implementation, how much room is there for flexibility and under what criteria?
You know, one of the biggest, I think, and best examples of flexibility happened in 2022. We put together the 2022 plan of work, and it was approved by the SHIC Board of Directors in January with an associated budget. And we went through the first six months of 2022 according to that plan. But as we put together the information and the data and the information according to that plan, it became obvious that we needed to have a more concentrated and focused view and effort on feeding floor biosecurity, transport biosecurity, finishing farm biosecurity, nursery farm biosecurity. Those things served, and we saw the data from the first 6 months, that those things served as a nidus for infection back to the breeding herds. And so you had an ongoing circle of infection of disease from the breeding herds to the finishing floors and the finishing floors back to the breeding herds. So in June of 2022, the board of directors said, let's change things. Let's put together different programs and focus on finishing floor biosecurity. We did that through the last 5 months now, and we put out a call for proposal of all things finishing floor biosecurity. We're looking to fund that within the next 30 days, for example. It's an example of nimbleness, I think, and I want to use that as a term because our effort is to be able to address the current needs of the pork industry. The plan of work isn't written in stone. It's a guideline. It's a framework to go through the year. But if things come up, we can adjust and we can make turns. And that was a good example of making a turn and adjusting to the needs of the industry. It gives us the framework for both the plan and the budget in January. But we're always open to ideas and suggestions and input about the plan of work at any time during the year.
How can anyone interested in providing input do so, and what are the targeted time frames?
The best way to do that, Bruce, would be for folks to go on to the swinehealth.org website. My contact information is up there. The SCHIC Associate Director, Dr. Megan Niederwerder's contact information is up there. And we welcome an email, a telephone call, any way that they contact us to have a discussion about ideas about the plan of work. We want to get this put together within the next 3 or 4 weeks and have that draft ready for the SCHIC Board of Directors during their meeting the last part of January. So we'll work for the next 4 weeks, for example, gathering as many ideas as we can from as many places as we can get to put that together as a draft for the Board of Directors for their consideration.
And is there anything you would like to add?
One of the things that I think is an advantage of the Swine Health Information Center is its ability to address issues quickly and to make those changes that are needed at any time. Our board of directors is made up of pork producers and veterinarians that keep us well grounded in the issues that are going on out in the countryside. And they direct what happens and make sure that we focus on the things that need to happen in the countryside. And that's part of the effort of the plan of work and their work as we go through the year.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Bruce. It's good to be with you.
Our guest has been Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.